Forget the news. Hello, world. They're all listening. We've got a huge interview about to get underway.
That's right. They are the favourites of thousands and thousands of fans around the world. They're called Jedward, identical twins from Ireland, John and Edward Grimes. They were discovered on The X Factor, but they have their own amazing career built from that. They've represented Ireland twice in the Eurovision Song Contest. Here's a listen. They have such a devoted fan base that on Twitter I've got girls calling from Ireland, from the United States, from Germany, saying they're listening in to hear them on the radio here at 2UE. Here they are, ladies and gentlemen. Jedward.
Thanks for having us. We're really excited to be doing this interview with you and talk to all your listeners let them know a bit more about us.
It's so great because everyone's really welcoming us straight. Like, we did a lot of TV interviews and we did a lot of newspapers this week. So it's really cool because it's kind of like an introduction to Jedward because we've been doing this for like 3 years. Like, we've been in the UK and Ireland and we've done a lot of stuff. So we're finally coming to Australia. So it's really good.
Dan Anna.
You've got a tour coming up later in the year. So you're here to basically tell us about that, right?
We have a concert in Sydney on the 1st of September.
In the Enmore Theatre where the Rolling Stones were performed.
They did. I was at that gig.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I think it's really great that when you perform on stage, because this is going to be our first concerts here, and who knows, maybe in like 2 years' time we'll be doing
We're on stage for over 2 hours. We perform like 20-something songs, and we play acoustic guitar, and we just do all the songs our fans want to hear, and then we do covers as well, and then even people who don't even know any of our songs come to the concert and still know the songs.
I feel like a dinosaur. I've got to be honest, sitting here with you guys. Can you tell me, if I was to go along to the concert on December 1, I'm 47, would I be the oldest there or not?
I don't think so. Me and Eric
we have fans of all ages. We have like the young fans.
A wide demographic of fans. It's not all just, we don't just appeal to one audience. It's like,
because we did Eurovision twice, 2 years in a row for Ireland. So the first year was Lipstick. Everyone was like, well, who are these guys? And then I think Australia voted us the winners that year on their televote. And that's how a lot of people in Australia know us. And then we did second year at Waterline. And then we met Barack Obama. We did a lot of crazy stuff. Oh. We ran at the Olympic torch.
And now Angela Bishop and Andrew Voss. Yes. I'm going to say, in this part of the world, watching, and you mentioned Eurovision, that people watch it over here and get some real freak value out of it. I think one of the, you're up against this weird bunch of Russians.
The babushka grandma.
What were they on?
I don't know.
It's so funny because you got all these different acts from every country and they're so competitive about it.
But it's good because it gives you the opportunity to like, so much people to see you on one night, and you get to go to countries.
Because usually you have to go to a country like we are in Australia right now to promote. Like, usually, and on Eurovision, it's like instant, it's like, poof, you're like known in all these countries, and then you're on the magazines you've never
heard
of.
We got to like have like an out, like we have 3 albums, we've had like loads of like, we had loads of pop songs.
And then we did X Factor 4 years ago, and Simon Cowell was on it, and Danny Minogue was on it, so she's now back over here, so we met up with her.
But we're really excited to be in Australia anyway, just to be on tour and look, go around like the different, you know, the different places to go to.
You mentioned you got your start on X Factor, so did the One Direction boys.
Yeah.
They're coming to tell you. Do you guys know each other?
It's so crazy because
before anybody knew they were coming here, we knew. They were like, because people were like saying, oh, they're coming here, and we know they're staying as well.
Ha, yeah, tell us. You make us the most popular radio show in the world right now.
I think all the fans will find out anyway.
Yeah, they'll find out anyway. I think they'll find out anyway.
By the way, just for our listeners who don't know Jedward big time, you're identical twins.
Yes.
I think that, have you noticed you do finish off each other's sentence a bit? I mean, my mum and auntie are identical twins.
Oh,
not that
great.
You're interested, but they finish off each other's sentence. Is that something you've always done? You've been so tight-knit all the way through?
Yeah, we do finish off each other's sentences, but maybe not on radio. We're trying to be really... And then error talks. We don't like talk over each other.
Are you trying to be individuals? Because I'm trying to let you know you are wearing exactly the same thing. Actually, I'll describe what they're wearing because it looks fantastic. They've got studded singlets with a bit of gold and silver studs on it and skulls. And then these magnificent leather jackets with studs down the sleeve and on the shoulder. And you did this work yourself with a white jean and Converse sneakers with sparkles on them, which my daughter would kill for.
A fan made these ones for us.
Fan made them for you.
Yeah.
But you bedazzled the singlet tops yourself.
Yeah, last night we got these in Chinatown, and we basically, a fan gave us a whole bag of studs, and we just put all the studs on the shirt ourselves.
But me and John, like, other people have, like, stylists and all this stuff?
We do everything ourselves.
We do it all ourselves. We don't have, like, an image person.
We don't have someone going
we
to
do
you.
It all.
You're wearing this today. Like, imagine.
We haven't been, like, coached on what to say. We do everything ourselves.
So, in years to come, if people, we look look back on and go, what were we wearing?
The other thing that people will recognize you for when they see you is your hair. I have to talk about your hair. And today it's not up. You've gone down today.
Yeah, we decided to have it down because you do have headphones in here. And
Now, the reason why we actually have our hair flat is because we're doing all these photo shoots a day.
We're doing it for like all those teeny magazines.
Girl magazines.
So trying to look all heartthrob.
Striking the Zoolander poses. Yeah.
So you've got the Bieber fringe going on. Is that what you're saying?
But he has our hair now. He's got spiky hair. Yeah. Miley Cyrus cop.
People don't know it. We actually had an agreement with Justin Bieber that he came into the UK, he saw our hair, and he cut all his hair off to look like us. And we said, hey, we're going to allow you to do this if you let us wear our hair flat sometimes. And it was like a joint agreement between both of us.
Tell me about your fans. They're incredibly loyal. They follow you around. Here in Australia, you're getting the same thing?
Because in Australia, we're like new, but usually that's at our hotels. We have like loads of fans and it's crazy. But
it's really cool. We got loads of cool, really hardcore fans here who've made outfits for us for all the TV shows and stuff. And yesterday they had like, they made dresses out of flyers and like Jared dresses and stuff like
Fantastic.
That.
Fantastic.
So. But guys, I know me and John, we have our own TV shows. We have a TV show called Jared's Big Adventure.
For BBC.
That's right.
And it's on BBC. And literally we go all around the UK and we do like all these things. It's on its third season. And we had another show called OMG, Jared's Dream Factory. We made all these kids' dreams come true.
But the thing was, as we're doing everything, we're always learning. So everything we do, like we're learning to film. We film like 10 of our own music videos.
Yeah, we actually physically get the camera, film all the shots, edit it, give it to all the music channels.
Taking photos, just everything. We're always learning.
I was just going to say a couple of twins questions. Who's the better looking?
Well, some fans like me and some fans like Edward and some fans like...
We'll go for Edward.
In your own opinion. Okay, Edward, lock it in. The smarter of the two?
Probably me. I knew him.
I think we're both smart.
But we're artistic.
Who's
smart?
John's older
you.
By 10 minutes.
And who's the boss? I mean, someone eventually has to make a decision, so who gets their way more?
Whoever's the boss. Yesterday I had to wake Edward up. He was like asleep at like 6 o'clock. I was like, wake up. And
yeah, I had jet lag.
Yeah, he's jet lag.
So John's the boss, Edward's the good looker.
You heard it here first. Guys, thank you so much for coming in to see us.
Thanks for having us.
And we can't wait till you come back for the tour in December.
Thanks.
Who you eat?